This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。大家好，我是冯菲菲。
And I'm Rob. Now, Feifei, can you help me with this social media post I'm trying to write?
I'll try. What do you want to say?
Well, I want to post something about how tired I am because I've been working so hard and how I just can't go on.
看样子你是想寻求同情。
Sympathy? No, no. I just want to tell people how exhausted I am because I'm so hard working. You just don't understand.
I completely understand. You are sad fishing.
Sad fishing? I don't even like fish.
No, Rob.You're fishing for sympathy. 你这是在寻求同情。我们用 sad fishing 这个新表达来指一个人夸大自己的情绪问题，以在社交媒体网站上获得他人的同情或者关注。也就是我们俗说的卖惨。
That doesn't sound like me. Right, I'm going to send my post now. There, done.
Good luck. Let's hear some examples of sad fishing.
He got lots of likes for his post about having no friends, but I think he was sad fishing. He's got loads of mates. I don't know if Heidi really has a problem with her skin. I think she's just sad fishing and wants attention. Some people say there's a growing trend for sad fishing, and people just share their worries online to get noticed. But I wonder if it's a cry for help.
这里是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。以上我们介绍了新表达 sad fishing 的意思和用法。简单的说 ,sad fishing 就是卖惨，用悲伤的故事来获取同情或关注。So, Rob, how's your sad fishing going?
It's not sad fishing, Feifei. I'm just telling people about my terrible life, so they understand. Oh, and look, I've received a comment already.
Oh, who from?
It's from Roy. He says, Stop moaning, I work even harder every weekend and every evening. But it's okay because I love my job.
It looks like he's fishing too.
What, sad fishing?
No, fishing for compliments. Roy 这是在寻求赞美和恭维。
No, Roy's just sad. Working at the weekends? Perhaps my life isn't so bad.I think I'll delete my post now.
Good idea. Bye, Rob.
Bye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.